Hey y'all, I'm Carrie.
And I'm Mandy.
And this is Monstrous.
And this is our spooky episode.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so before I begin, I do not have any pictures for this week's episode. So
that's the whole episode. You can't fucking get visuals if you don't have pictures.
So Mandy, you do not get any videos or pictures that are gonna upset you this week.
Finally. God.
That's just for this week. Wait till next week.
Great. Lovely.
Okay, so for this week, I'm doing our spooky episode a little different. Today, I'm going to tell you about a game, 2 urban legends, and 5 short, scary stories that I found on Reddit. Who knows if these legends and stories are true? That'll be up to you to decide. So, put in your earbuds, grab a drink, get comfortable, and get ready to hear some stories that'll either make you roll your eyes or give you full body chills.
Here it goes.
So as we all know, the world is full of dark, mysterious, and evil things. Things all around us every day are sick, twisted, and just outright frightening. So first is the game, and it is called the Bath Game.
The Bath Game.
For it, we travel to Japan, where everywhere you look is full of wonder, but there are also some very dark secrets. And the Bath Game is one of those many dark secrets that Japan holds. This game is a ritual that if you win, has a great reward. But it also has a risk to the one that chooses to play. This game you play on your own, one person at a time. But don't be too afraid because you aren't truly alone while you play it. It's said that this ritual summons a spirit and you play the game with her. The game takes all day to play and should not take any more time than that. If it does, then you've already lost.
What?
If you win and defeat this spirit by nightfall, then your luck and fortune will rise exponentially. But if you lose it, it is said she either kills you after you exit the tub, or she enters your dreams and remains there forever.
That's creepy. I'm good.
The woman that appears during this game is a ghostly figure that will follow you around all day. She wears tattered and stained clothes with black hair. She only has one eye, which is her left eye, is wide open and bloodshot. Her right eye is missing, leaving nothing but just a hollow eye socket. So now for the game. To start, before you go to bed, you get undressed, you enter the tub, you fill the tub after you enter it, and the lights have to be all out. You sit in the middle of the bathtub while facing the faucet, or tap, whichever one you call it. You close your eyes and you wash your hair. As you wash your hair, you should repeat.
Don't fucking do this.
Dharma-san fall down. Dharma-san fell down. Do not stop repeating this until you finish washing your hair, and your eyes must remain shut. As you wash your hair, you will picture a Japanese woman standing in the bathtub. She will slip and fall onto a rusty tap, gouging her eye out, killing her.
What? I'm good.
You will hear a sound coming from behind you or feel movement in the bath. Do not turn around or peek. You have finally summoned her ghost. You will feel her presence as she emerges out of the bath. You ask out loudly, why did you fall in the bathtub? You can finally get out of the bathtub and make sure your eyes remain shut. So you've got to climb out of the tub with your eyes shut.
Yeah, I'd fall.
You got to make sure not to slip or trip as you get out. And you do not drain the water that is in the tub until the next morning. You shut the door behind you. Now you can open your eyes. Again, you have to keep the water in the tub until the next morning. You do not turn on any lights, nothing. You go straight to bed. So now you play the game. When you wake up in the morning, the game will begin. Your day will begin as normal until you feel the presence of the one-eyed woman glancing over your right shoulder. When you turn around, she won't be there. She will get closer and closer to you as your day goes on. You cannot let her catch you. If the one-eyed woman is getting too close, you should shout Tomar, which means stop. And just so everyone knows, this is in Japanese, so I'm probably saying these words wrong. Then you run away fast. This will put distance between you and the woman. You must end this game before midnight, or else, again, she will either kill you or she will keep stalking you and even appear in your dreams. To end the game, you must catch a glimpse of the one-eyed woman and shout Kita, which means I cut you loose, while swinging your arm in a chopping motion. The game will end and the one-eyed woman won't follow you anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I want to play that game.
There are some rules you have to follow. First, you do not open your eyes when the ghost first appears. Do not let the one-eyed woman trip you when you leave the bathtub. You do not re-enter the bathroom after you leave. You do not drain the bath until the next morning. And most importantly, you do not let the one-eyed woman catch you. And that's the bath game.
Yeah, I don't think I'll play that one. For one, I'm too clumsy. I can't play it. I'd trip myself.
Well, it's either going to be your fault or her fault.
It'll be my fault. She won't have time to trip me. I'll trip myself.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to get this thing real quick. Close my eyes, get out of the tub, let the water out. Don't go to bed.
Damn.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So have you ever taken a summer vacation to the beach and decided to take a nighttime walk along the shore?
I've never been to the beach.
Oh, God.
You ain't missing nothing.
Okay, well, just imagine that you have, okay? I'm sure that there are plenty of people that have never been to the beach.
Okay.
Maybe you go to look for seashells, have a small fire, or just to simply have peace and quiet next to the ocean. Well, the next time you think about doing this, you may just need to rethink it. Because if you decide to do this along the Hawaiian shores, you may come back changed forever or not come back at all. According to legend, an ancient Hawaiian society where there was a set of hereditary nobles, these were broke up into higher and lower chiefs. These chiefs oversaw the people of Hawaii. The higher level chiefs were extremely protected. They themselves would often stroll along the shoreline at night in order to get some peace and quiet, to have time without their people right under their feet. When they took these walks, great Hawaiian warriors accompanied them in order to protect them. It is said that even still today, long after the chiefs and the warriors that protected them have been long gone, that these warriors still patrol the shores of Hawaii, dedicated even in the afterlife to protect their higher level chiefs. According to legend, if you decide to take a nighttime stroll along the Hawaiian beaches, you may just come into contact with these warriors. On your walk, you may hear the sound of a conch shell, see mist come rolling onto the beach, hear the drums of the warriors drumming, announcing their arrival. And if you hear these things, it may already be too late. Once you hear these announcements, depending on how close they are, you have to run away. And if you can't, then you must lie flat, cover your head, chant your ancestry lineage, and pray that one of your ancestors is in the marching line of warriors. If you are lucky enough to have an ancestor in that line, then you will be left alone, if they're willing to speak for you. But if you are not so lucky, then you will hear the Hawaiian command for let them be pierced. Some say that if you strip your clothing off and lie flat on your back, these warriors will believe that you're crazy and have pity on you. Some also say that if you cover yourself in urine, the warriors will find you disgusting and let you be.
Oh, that's nasty as hell. I'm not doing that.
Yes, you can. Let's do it.
So, is this urban legend real? Is it the nighttime stroll to see the beautiful Hawaiian ocean and its shoreline, the amazing creatures that come out at night on these secluded Hawaiian islands, worth running into an ancient Hawaiian warrior?
I'm not going to Hawaii.
Are these things worth hoping that you get lucky enough and are spared? And that's the Nightwalkers.
That would be a creepy one.
What'd you say, Mike?
They call them tweakers now, baby.
Okay, he's so stupid.
Damn.
Oh, God.
We're gonna leave all my shit in this podcast.
You have to leave it in there.
I will, just because it's funny. Okay. For the last urban legend, we travel all the way to India, to a forest. Forests are key elements in most fairy tales. And often, there's some kind of forest or woods in tales that aren't so fairy-filled. Dow Hill Forest in Kursaw, I'm probably saying that wrong, India is just that. A beautiful fairy tale-like forest, but it has had so many tragedies that has been given a paranormal explanation. Many murders have happened within this forest, and some say that those who have died are still in the forest roaming today. The most popular of them all revolves around being followed by a headless boy. And if you're not lucky, he'll never stop following you. If you find yourself walking alone on Death Road and you hear footsteps, you must make sure you pay attention to where they're coming from. If they're behind you or coming from a direction that you can't see, you go the other way. Do not look in that direction and you've gotten away. You're one of the lucky ones. But if you look up and you see this headless boy walking towards you, or you even catch the side glimpse of him walking away, it is said that he will forever follow you wherever you go for the rest of your life.
No, I'm good.
Legend says there are people that have been driven nuts, have gone completely crazy from seeing him. And some have even taken their own lives in an attempt to get rid of the boy. In order to walk through these woods and be considered a lucky one, you must have an iron heart and a will stronger than most. But if you do decide to step inside this forest and hear the footsteps behind you, no matter what you do, do not look behind, or else the headless boy will get you.
Just walking through a forest?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that one's kind of creepy. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want some headless boy following me around for the rest of my life.
No, I'm all right. I'll pass. All right, now I'm going to tell you 5 short ghost stories that I found on Reddit. The first one is called The Puppy in the Basement.
Aww.
Mommy told me never to go in the basement, but I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a bit. I didn't see a puppy. And then Mommy yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me. Mommy had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad, and I cried. Then Mommy told me never to go into the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy or why he had no hands or feet. You don't want to say aw no more, do you?
Hell, I'm picturing it in my head. It's not aw. No. So it's just his torso and his head?
Apparently, yep.
Yeah.
Well, he has legs. He just don't have no feet.
Yeah, that's... I'm picturing it in my head.
For our second, the second one is called nunchucks. When my daughter was two, I found her twirling paper towel tubes tied with twine in the air. I asked her what she was doing. She says she was practicing her nunchucks. I was very confused, as she'd have no way of knowing what they were. I asked her what she meant, and she said that Adam had told her how to make them and showed her each night how to use them. She went on to say that Adam told her to practice because she may need to know how to defend herself someday. I almost freaked out, but asked her what Adam looked like. She said he was tall, blonde, and had blue eyes. She said, Mommy, you know how he looks. You know him. He died of a headache.
What?
I had to leave the room. You see, 4 months before she was born, my tall, blonde, blue-eyed martial arts pro friend had died of a brain aneurysm at the age of 27. She has not spoken of him since that day, so I'm not sure if I scared her with my reaction or if she had completed her lessons.
Oh, now that's weird.
I like how they put if she completed her lessons. I thought that was funny.
Right.
For a third scary tale, it's called There's Someone Under the Bed.
Great.
I begin tucking him into bed, and he tells me, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. I look underneath for his amusement and see him, another him, under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's somebody on my bed.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's like throw the whole kid out at that point.
Yeah, like, no, I'm good on that. Like, I'm down for some haunted stuff, but I'm good on that.
Yep, just throw the whole fucking kid out at that point. Nope.
Yep. Redo.
We're good. Try again.
Do over.
Oh, the next one is called The Chair. When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. We loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night. She just wanted to take care of us. Among the home's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept amongst the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room toward us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she hung herself.
What the fuck?
The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair placed exactly in the center of the room.
Oh, shit. So the chair was haunted.
Yep. So the lady didn't want to be close to the kids. She was trying to kill them and then hang herself in the center of the room again.
Yeah, no.
Our last one is called The Ghost at Home. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch the opening act at a local bar's music night. After a few drinks, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table we were sitting at, the bar, the bathrooms, and after no luck, I used my friend's phone to call mine. After two rings, someone answered, gave out a low, raspy giggle, and hung up. They didn't answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone lying on my nightstand right where I had left it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yep. That's it for this week. I thought that was a good direction to go for this week.
Yeah, those were some good ones. I'm still not for the bathtub one, though.
Yeah, no. I seen that one. I was like, what in the hell is that?
I do it clothed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mike said he'd do it clothed just to see what happened. Because you're getting in the bath?
He would do that. I'll stick to...
I take baths with my clothes on. I have to wash my clothes too. It's called saving water.
I'll stick to Bloody Mary and Candyman.
Right. I don't know about Bloody Mary. We did that one, remember? You might get pulled into the mirror and be stuck there forever.
But there was different ones about Bloody Mary that I had never heard before.
It's a good
drink. With the baby and stuff.
Fucking Mike. He said it's a good drink.
He's a hot mess.
I can't with him.
Those were good.
It's so funny. Well, I mean, they're not really light, but...
They're still good, though.
It'll give you a little breather before next week.
Oh, God. I can only imagine. Is it a bad one?
Well, there's two of them. I got two different ones, and one of them has a couple videos.
Oh, you and your videos. I'm going to make it to where you can't send me no more videos.
I told you, by the time, you know, all this is said and done and over with, you're never going to trust anyone that says, hey, watch this.
Yep. Especially you.
It's funny.
Okay.
Well, that's the spooky episode for this week. I don't have nothing else.
All right. Are we doing the ending?
Yep. If you're ready, if you don't have nothing.
All right. Watch for monsters.
And don't kill people.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
I did it.
Yes.
Please be sure to rate and review so we can make sure we give y'all a podcast you love. Be sure to subscribe so you get notifications each week when episodes air.
If you want to send us a case or a topic suggestion, you can email us at monstroustcpod@gmail.com.
Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page for updates along with information and photos for each week's episodes.